Omagyan Simadandasya Genam Gena Shalakaya Chaksun Militam Genetasmai Sigurvena Mahas Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Shwayam Rupakadamayam Vidanti Sahakadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vantakalpa Tudubhya Chakra Sindhubhya Chakra Pukitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo. Before I begin, I would like to offer my most respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, who has opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge while I was standing blinded by the darkness of material existence. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Viraj Govardhan ki
jai.
I feel very humbled to be in the presence of such illustrious and senior godbrothers such as Dhanadhar Swami, Sita Krishna Maharaj, and others. I don't know who's here. It must be Bodhijan Prabhu especially. I consider Satchinandan Swami to be a bosom buddy. The others I consider senior, but I'm very grateful to have a friend in Krishna consciousness who you feel very comfortable revealing your mind to and hearing from them and sharing our adventures in Krishna consciousness. Maharaj and I go way back. I think the first time I saw him was when Prabhupada came to Paris in the early 70s. I think it was at the American Center or someplace. And the German devotees came. We were the French devotees. I was the resident American devotee, and the German devotees came. The security guards, they said, "Who are these guys?" But there was one brahmachari amongst them who stood out. He was effulgent, and he's become more effulgent. Very jolly, happy devotee. And I was very much attracted to him, very charismatic. And I went up to Satchinandan Prabhu at that time, and we just started talking and developed a relationship. And then through the years, I'd always find an excuse to go to Germany when there was a big event happening, so I could associate with devotees like himself. And it's so wonderful to see him, to see his progress over the years in Krishna consciousness. And actually it's his friendship and his love which has brought me here to this most special place in Sri Vrindavan Dham at the feet of Giriraj Govardhan, whom he loves very much, in the association of so many loving devotees. So I thank Maharaj for that. And I look forward to many more years of adventures together. There's a saying that love is reciprocal. And that's especially true in Krishna consciousness, because our motto is more that love means to give more than you take. And in pure Prajabhakti, it means to give everything and expect nothing in return. So we have a loving, reciprocal relationship, especially in our preaching field in Europe. Maharaj will call me up and he'll ask if I could come to the Berlin Rath Yatra in the middle of the Polish tour. And it's not business, but it's just love. I say, "I'll come, Maharaj, if you come to Woodstock." So we agree. And the next year I call him and I say, "Will you come to Woodstock?" He said, "I'll come if you come to the Berlin Rath Yatra." This is just an excuse to get to each other's association. So the other day I called him up, as ludicrous as an invitation it was, and the first day of this Harinam seminar retreat was to begin. I said, "On the 27th, can you come and be give the lecture at a wedding?" And he went, "You know, Maharaj, I don't generally go to weddings." "What to speak of? Speak at a wedding. But if you want me to come, I will come." And I said, "You know what, Maharaj? If you come and speak at the wedding, I'll come and be with you and do a kirtan at the retreat. So this is love, but really it's just, what was that saying that Krishna consciousness is a love masquerading as a philosophy. We just look for opportunities for association because, well, that's the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're all Vaishnavas, we want to chant, but what type of chanting are we meant to do in Kali Yuga? Krishna Varnam Twisha Krishnam Shango Pangasha Parshadam Yagnai Sankirtan Praya Yagnai Sankirtan Praya.
Sure.
A friend in need is a friend indeed. We're meant to chant together because the potency is greater when it's loudly chanted. Just like we hear Haridas Thakur. He would chant 300,000 names a day. 100,000 names he would chant manasa in his mind. 100,000 he would chant softly. But the last 100,000, he would chant at the top of his lungs for the benefit of all of the living entities. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
So these holy name retreats, they're very important for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, because this is the process, chanting. Nashteva, Nashteva, Nashteva. Nashteva. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. And that's all also in line with the instructions of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came together on his appearance and loudly chanted. They were the inaugurated the Sangatam, but they were the pioneers, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was a great devotee of Mahaprabhu. Of course, at first he didn't recognize the divinity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he, you know the pastime, he saw him as a sannyasi, fainted in the Jagannath Puri temple. He didn't know why he fainted, he didn't know, he thought he was maybe just a sannyasi having some difficulties, so he invited him to his home. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home, and he said that he would instruct him in the philosophy of Vedanta. And he instructed him for 7 days, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say anything, so at some point, we always want the students to ask questions. He said, Sarvabhauma said, why are you not asking any questions? Mahaprabhu began to reveal the real Vedanta philosophy, Bhakti Vedanta, that all knowledge ends in Bhakti, or devotion to Krishna. And hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speak and give the real commentary, suddenly Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya realized this was no ordinary sannyasi. This was no ordinary soul. This was the supreme soul. This was the supreme personality of Godhead. And from his mouth, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's mouth, flowed 100 very beautiful verses glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mission. And one verse was, Samsara Sarpadushtanam Murchitanam Kalo Yuge Asadham Bhagavan Nama Srimad Vaishnava Sevanam. That those who have been bitten by the fangs of the snake of Kali Yuga should get relief by chanting the names of Krishna in the association of other devotees. Underline the same principle, that chanting is the process, but it's made more potent when you chant together with other devotees. Two things, devotees and chanting, very nice, but you put them together, very powerful. Like, to make a bomb, not that we want to make bombs, we're not terrorists, but there's nitrogen and there's glycerin. They're both very powerful chemicals on their own. But you put them together, kaboom. So, association with devotees, very powerful. You know, Lata Matra, Lava Matra. Chanting the holy names, very powerful. But under the direction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you put the two together, kaboom. You have a spiritual revolution. And we come together and we chant very loudly for the benefit of other living entities, as did our Namacharya, he who set the example, Haridas Thakur. We can create a revolution in society. But you can't give something you don't have yourself. So these retreats are very important, that we come together and we do our japa. I think you have a day where you chant 64 rounds, or today where we have a kirtan like this. And we chaito dharpana marjanam, we cleanse our hearts, we get some namruchi, and we pray that one day some prema will come, some tear will come, and we're chanting Hare Krishna, but we prepare ourselves, we cleanse our hearts, and then we take the chanting to the streets, and we engage others in chanting Hare Krishna. And this way we get special mercy from the holy name. Srinam Prabhu. It means the holy name is not just some mantra, some sound, some mechanical mantra, no. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Holy name is non-different than Krishna in all aspects. There's no difference between Krishna and his holy name. He's fully present. Prabhupada put it in a very poetic way. When you chant Hare Krishna, Lord is dancing on your tongue. That's the first poetic phrase I ever heard in Krishna consciousness. Krishna's dancing on me. Personally present. And he's there as an incarnation, as every incarnation comes to this world. He's there to deliver his devotees, annihilate the miscreants, and reestablish the principles of Dharma. So he's a person. He's here for the purpose of blessing. So when we chant alone in our japa, the blessings are there. When we chant together as a devotional community, the potency is more powerful, but the full potential of the holy name is there when we share the holy name with others. Just like Jiva Goswami has that statement in his Sandarbhas about the potency of the dhams. He says, perfect, more perfect, and most perfect. So perfect is the dham of Dwarka, where those pure devotees are associating with the Lord. But there's Aishwarya Bhav there, Vaikuntha. More perfect is Mathura, where the Murad is more than a loving spirit. But that loving spirit is perfect in the heart of the Vrajagopis, the cowherd men here in Vrindavan. So most perfect of all the dhams is Vrindavan. Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan. That's why we're here, with all due respect to Dwarka, we're sitting here. Mathura is only a few kilometers away, but we're here because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. And we want his association, we want his love, we want his embrace. So in the same way, the holy name can be understood in a similar way. Chanting japa is perfect. In fact, Prabhupada says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the purport, the most important instruction of the spiritual master is to chant 16 rounds every day. Because before you can build a building, you have to have a foundation. So the foundation of our spiritual life is that order to chant every day with focus. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Mahaprabhu has informed us that we come together as a congregation and we chant very loudly. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Why is that so important? Because in any assembly of devotees, you're going to have neophytes, intermediates, and advanced devotees. So we need that association of advanced devotees to explain to us the science of Krishna consciousness, to set an example, and to show the results that we see in the wonderful smile of Satchinandan Swami. What more proof do you need about the perfection of Krishna consciousness to see his smile? It can drive away the clouds in the sky. It's so wonderful. He's always smiling. With the erudition of Dhanadhar Swami, when he speaks, that no one can defeat this devotee in philosophy. And he makes it even more better by relishing the leelas of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and explaining them unto all of us. So we come together, so we get mercy like that, because there's always devotees. You may not be dressed in saffron with dandas. They may just be the person sitting next to you, the pot washer. But their sincerity is there, their loyalty, their greed for Krishna consciousness. They're chanting very sincerely, begging for mercy. And then when you go home, back to your Prabhudatta Deshas, and you take the experience that you had here in Vrindavan Dham or Mayapur, you go back to Berlin, or you go back to Frankfurt, or these other very mundane materialistic cities in Germany, or Moscow, or Kiev, and then you go out and you encourage someone, please, sir, chant Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Then Srinam Prabhu gives you even more mercy. Because that's the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of his reasons for coming here. He has an internal, external reason. Externally, he wanted this mantra to go to every town and village. So if you help him, if you assist him in what is very dear to his heart, you naturally become dear to him. So like that, we do our japa, we have these retreats. What better place to have the retreat with? The right place at the right time, doing the right thing, in the association of such wonderful devotees. It can only be auspicious. But it doesn't end when you get back on the plane and go home, back to your apartment. Oh no. Just open the door, go outside, and if nothing else, just scream very loudly, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So let's have some more kirtan. I asked Maharaj if I just made a small request if everyone could bring their dancing shoes. No, that doesn't mean that literally shoes. It's a poetic license, like Krishna's dancing on your tongue. You bring your dancing shoes, because Prabhupada demonstrated like that. He would chant, but sometimes in the ecstasy he would also dance. You see the earlier videos of Prabhupada. The elderly, more than just the Swami step. Sometimes the Rathayatra Prabhupada would turn and so that's part of our process. Chanting, dancing, a little philosophy to make sense of it all, and then feasting. I don't know if you're fasting today. So you can dance, that would also be awesome. Anyway, Maharaj has asked me to chant, but I could have listened all day to your kirtan.